If you're a citizen of southern Lebanon, you may have received a chilling message from an unknown number. It has become clear to us that you are a big supporter of Hosni Nasrallah, so you will be rewarded by meeting him in hell. These are not harmless pranks. Although it is not clear who is behind these messages, signs point to a coordinated psychological warfare campaign employed by Israel to instill fear among the Lebanese recipients. This marks the second instance of such tactics being used amid the ongoing cyber and field escalation. More recently, another message warned against attempts to spread malware through links, urging people not to open them due to the risk of a Trojan virus. Interestingly, Israel is accusing Hezbollah of deploying similar tactics. Many Israeli citizens have also been targeted with alarming messages overnight, some containing malicious links. According to the Israeli National Cyber Directorate, these messages were sent to approximately 5 million Israelis. Who can send these text messages? As cyber warfare intensifies, a critical question arises: are these messages the work of sophisticated state actors, or could non-state entities execute similar campaigns with access to AI and digital tools? Tech expert Omar Koskas told This Is Beirut that large-scale SMS broadcasts can be accomplished using two methods. Location-based messaging: messages are sent to mobile devices within a specific geographic area. For example, anyone physically located in southern Lebanon would receive the message, regardless of their affiliations. Database-driven messaging: with this method, senders use a database of phone numbers in a specific region. Messages are sent to those numbers, even if the recipients are not physically present in the targeted area. Several tools, such as the BlindSpot application, enable users to send mass messages anonymously. These applications allow users to send bulk messages, videos, and sounds to phones, without revealing the sender's identity. In other words, any person with access to a database could send messages using bulk messaging applications. Is the Lebanese's data compromised? According to Koskas, phone numbers in Lebanon are often compromised. Social media platforms and global marketing companies, which gather personal information during registration processes, frequently expose phone numbers. This data can be sold to brokers or accessed illegally through hacking or the dark web. Additionally, surveillance equipment, antennas, and transmission stations can intercept phone numbers, sometimes under the guise of marketing activities. The legality of these practices. The legality of such practices depends on how the data was acquired and the location of the activity. While purchasing phone numbers from authorized marketing companies or brokers may be legal, obtaining them through hacking or the dark web is a clear violation of privacy laws, states Koskas. Moreover, sending mass SMS messages without the consent of recipients may breach local regulations, especially when the intent is psychological manipulation or cyber warfare. Protecting yourself from malicious texts. To protect yourself, Koskas advises avoiding opening messages or links from unknown sources. Do not share personal data in response to unsolicited communications. If you receive a suspicious message through platforms like WhatsApp, Telegram, or regular phone calls, do not respond and never click on unfamiliar links, as they could contain viruses that might compromise your data, location, or other sensitive information, he concluded. Governments should also implement security measures to filter these messages so they don't reach Lebanese devices. Proactive steps must be taken to identify the companies sending these SMS messages and block them before they reach the recipients.